What's up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Celtics Talk Podcast here on the NBC Sports Boston Podcast Network. And oh, let me check my watch. Oh, yes. 1 week until Media Day. The abbreviated offseason is coming to an end, but it's been quiet around here the last few weeks. Been obsessing about the 14th and 15th men, so I think it's time to dive back in to the season and get ready. But on that ramp up, we're going to divert a little bit. We're going to take you kind of back to go forward. Tremont Waters is playing over in Paris with Victor Wembanyama, one of those hyped prospects that you're probably hearing an awful lot about this year as teams maybe tank their way to trying to get his services. So we got a chance to catch up with him before his first practice with the Metropolitans 92 and talk about a little bit about his journey, obviously starting in Boston and where he's going. A little intersection with maybe Vincent Poirier and Brad Stevens along the way. We'll dive in with this. I keep saying, like, there's been a lot of chatter about the end of the roster, and you can go check out. I did some power rankings for who I think might get those final spots. I think that's the biggest sort of early subplot. It's weird, like the Celtics are bringing back their top eight, and there hasn't been a whole lot of hype. I mean, they add Malcolm Brogdon. Obviously, the Gallinari loss puts their depth in focus, and so I've had more people ask me about who should be making the roster as the 14th or 15th man than necessarily the top of it, but maybe that's just the way it goes when you're a championship caliber team. You know, I would say this. I think a lot of people are sleeping a little bit on Luke Kornet. I know that sounds crazy if you haven't watched or seen if you've just seen those brief glimpses of what he's played the last two seasons, but I do think the Celtics are very confident that he can be the third center, at least at the start of the year, and had that chance. Him and Fiondu Cabangeli are going to get the opportunity here to earn some minutes. Fee is on a two-way deal, but could elevate depending on what happens in camp. And obviously they're bringing in this hodgepodge of really like former first-round picks and NBA veterans to compete for the final spots. Jake Layman was the most recent pickup last week, and I think there's a good chance, based on his experience in both Portland and Minnesota, that he ends up getting that final roster spot. So it's weird to be focusing I don't know how much of the end of the roster we will see during the season, but certainly because of the Celtics depth issues in the front court, because of Al Horford's age and Rob Williams' injury history, a little bit of a spotlight as we start getting ready for camp. It's not necessarily all about Jason and Jalen and Marcus and Rob and Malcolm Brogdon arriving. It's the focus is on a little bit on the back end. Maybe that'll add some intrigue to the preseason games, which I think October 2nd is the first preseason game. Hornets come to town, 1 o'clock matinee. Don't worry, the Patriots are on later that day. So you can get your Celtics fix in and get an early glimpse at this squad. It's exciting. I think we're under a month now to the first actual game, October 18th, against the Sixers. So it's going to come fast and furious. We'll have some media day activities, and I'll get into more of those specifics later in the week. But for now, like I said, let's hit rewind. Let's jump into our interview with Tremont Waters. All right, Tremont, what's it like in Paris? Bonjour. Have you started learning your French and all that over there?
I've learned a little bit. Just trying to learn one word a day. Just kind of enjoying it and enjoying the process.
Tell me about just kind of deciding to go with the Metropolitans 92 here and take your journey over there. What's what went into that decision?
Just kind of embracing my journey, like I said, and not trying to force things. My agent and I, we had a great conversation, and the coach of the France national team actually reached out, and they were looking for a point guard. So it was a great fit to be able to play with such a great coach and to be able to come into a great program with tons of guys that I actually know already from playing AAU and just G League basketball with Aaron Henry and obviously Victor. Great young talent, and Devontae Jones. So just being able to come out here, enjoy it and have fun.
Nice. What has this last month been like? You were with the Phoebes, right, with Puerto Rico and now back over here. What's it been like? I mean, basketball hasn't really stopped for you this year.
It hasn't stopped for the last 3 years, to be honest. But again, I'm just gonna go back to just embracing my journey. I feel like some people would complain about what they have to do and that it's being nonstop. But for me, I'm just enjoying it, embracing it, knowing that I only get one life, and to be able to do what I love to do is a blessing. And last month has been hectic. I was playing with the Puerto Rican national team, We went to Puerto Rico. We played a game there. We went to Brazil. We went to Uruguay. We went tons of places in the last month. And now to be in France, it's a humbling time, humbling experience, and it's definitely a blessing.
Your passport is getting a workout these last few weeks. So you mentioned Victor. All right, so Victor Wembanyama, just one of the most hyped prospects. You know, sometimes people go overseas and they don't get a lot of attention, but like, what's it like being in that spotlight and with so much attention around him and the Metropolitans as a whole?
Yeah, well, the Metropolitans, it's, you can tell that they get a lot of love because before I came here, this is recent. My mind has been everywhere the last couple of days. But yeah, everyone shows a lot of love here. And obviously Vic, he's a once in a lifetime talent. He's great. And the most impressive thing to me is that he's very humble. Like, you don't see guys in that position at such a young age being so humble. He's very humble. He takes pictures after games. He's always smiling, enjoying his journey. And to be able to come here and play alongside him and to just be able to grow and help him along his journey is definitely going to be a wonderful time and a wonderful experience.
Take me back a little bit. You know, obviously the whole Boston experience, people ask me all the time, what are you up to now? And I think your name's popping up in the headlines again because of the Puerto Rican national team and obviously latch on a couple of times with teams. What do you take most from your time with Boston in those 2 years that you spent here?
Just staying true to yourself. You never know what life's going to throw at you. You never know how your journey could take a left turn or a right turn. So you just got to stay true to yourself. Just continue to build on people and relationships. Obviously, there was a French basketball player in Vincent Poirier.
Yeah.
I actually played with him my second year in Boston, and to be able to be here, and he actually put a word in for to the coach, and just to be able to have that type of connection with him, knowing that we hadn't talked for a little while, but to hear that he's putting great words out there and just hyping me up, really, that feels good. And I'm actually sitting here looking at a picture of him right now. his face is up on the other window, so.
Yeah, and he was just at the FIBA Nationals, like with competing with France and that. So you know, Celtics fans were checking on him too. What's it been like? You got to watch Jason and Jaylen sort of take that step and kind of get to the next level, and especially just, you know, maybe last season watching from afar. What's it been like to see those guys go to the next level?
It's been great. Obviously watching from afar, I can see JT he's embracing the role of the good and the bad. He's definitely grown as a player, and I feel like those two playing together is a crazy dynamic because they're both tall, they're both very, very athletic, explosive, and for them to be able to play at a high level together, you don't see that nowadays. But it's really impressive, and it's definitely speaks to their future.
How you, so your last there was Brad's last year as a coach. Were you surprised with like the sort of the way that went over? And have you been surprised, I guess, like Brad has really embraced sort of being the GM of that team and how he's positioned that squad?
I honestly wasn't too surprised because I wasn't focused on that. I didn't know what was going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes. But to speak to Brad, the coaches here, the second day I got here, they were like, hey, Brad was here. I guess he was at one of the local tournaments, mm-hmm. And he Brad told the coaches to tell me that he said hello. So it's a family. Obviously, I'm not there anymore, but you can still feel the love from everyone, from JT, JB, through Instagram, reaching out here and there, and obviously Vincent putting in a word. You can definitely feel the Celtics family and the love from me playing there.
What was your relationship like with Kemba? I always thought he kind of gravitated. I just remember that was like probably the last year we were in the locker room, and you know, but he was always kind of looking out for you, and especially being a Connecticut guy. What did it mean to have that relationship with Kemba?
My relationship with Kemba meant everything, and we are always in touch. I'm actually good friends with him and his close friends. So we kind of, we try to laugh and joke as much as we can. We actually send each other like funny videos on Instagram. Like we try to keep in touch as much as we can, but also know that we're still focusing on our lives and just enjoying our process. And we'll always have that love for each other. So for Kemba to become a big brother to me, it was definitely a humbling experience, because obviously I went to his camp when I was in middle school, and to be able to grow up and play alongside him, that's an experience I'll actually never forget. And speaking of Kemba, we were doing our little media day pictures and everything today, and they had a picture of him screaming, and just knowing that I've been around these guys, Kemba, Vincent, it's to see him here, basketball is worldwide, and you just gotta embrace it and love it.
Last thing on the Celtics, like, how much do you keep in touch with those guys from the 2019 draft class? Like, it was such a weird year. You guys got four of you come in, and you know the roster was loaded coming off that last season, and a little bit of a transition after that. You know, how much do you keep in touch with the guys on the team or the guys from that class? I think about Grant and the others from that 2019 class.
Yeah, we keep in touch. Obviously, everything's just keeping in touch and knowing what their journey entails. Obviously, seeing them on Instagram, seeing Grant in the finals, seeing Carson go overseas, Romeo. I think he's with the Spurs now.
Yeah,
Romeo's with the Spurs, and just to be able to watch their journey unfold as well is definitely a great thing, and it keeps me humble. Because I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through, and just learning to embrace what I can. And obviously talking to them, they're doing the same thing. I actually spoke to Carson when he made a decision to go to the team he's with now. I can't remember the team, mm-hmm. but like just building off of each other, just knowing that we're not in it alone, and that basketball is a tool and it's going to continue to help us grow as young men, but also embrace the other side of life, which is life outside of basketball.
I mean, what's that balance been like? You went through a lot of crazy stuff in Boston. Like, what did you learn and take from that experience? And what's next for you as you kind of navigate this crazy journey?
I would honestly say I've learned to simplify everything. And my next step in my journey is just to embrace my journey. Whatever happens next will happen. It's not in my control. I believe it's already written. I'm just going to keep putting in the work that I have to do and continue to grow as a young man, keep all my faith in God, and everything else is going to take care of itself. And along the way, obviously help as many people as I can, and just continue to spread love, joy, and happiness through the game of basketball.
Nice. Well, you guys have a game coming up against the G League Ignite. I think you'll be back over here and a chance. Like, what's that like to get to go to sort of that G League Ignite starts up, I think, right after, you know, your first couple of years in the league. Excited to show what Metropolitans can do versus those guys?
Yes, obviously it's always a great experience, humbling experience to be able to go back and play against a lot of the young talent. And obviously with Vic being on our team, just to be able to see what they can do against him and what he can do against them, and just try to help Vic do what he can.
You've been working on those lobs. Like, I feel like 7'4" dude, you just gotta be throwing it up all the time at him, right?
Well, this is gonna be our first practice today together, but overall he pretty much makes things happen on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's a one-man show.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, hey Tremont, thank you so much for your time. Good luck over there. Like I said, Celtics fans ask me all the time, so they're keeping up on your journey. Keep going over there.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Interesting stuff. People, you know, again, we've talked about back into the roster, but to start this episode, we all love a backup quarterback and who's going to be the next standout. Celtics got their new G League guy, JD Davison, signed to a two-way, you know, kind of in that role of Tremont here, trying to prove themselves and find a spot here. Intrigued to see how he does after 1 year at Alabama. Had a great summer league. What will spend most of the year, I suspect, in Maine, trying to hone his skills, especially considering the depth chart that is loaded for the Boston Celtics. All right, like I said, 7 days away. We'll be back maybe later this week to get you ready for media day and all the hype. and we'll finally get a chance here in the next week to talk to Jaylen Brown and find out like what went through his mind this crazy summer. Where's Jason at, and all these guys as they get ready to try to take that final step and get to the NBA or back to the NBA finals. I need everybody to go like, subscribe, check us out on the YouTube page. We'll catch you next time on the Celtics Talk podcast.